Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Okay, so unless you won the lottery or inherited a gazillion dollars, paying off your mortgage overnight is just not going to be possible for you, especially with rates as they are. And with rates as they are, it can feel like a distant dream to be mortgage free. Like, when is that going to happen? How is that going to happen? So we're going to talk about a method that can reduce the time that you spend as someone paying those payments every single month. It is called the SHRED method, and it was created by Adam Carroll. He is here to talk about how this works and whether, you know, determine whether it might be a fit for you. He's in Des Moines, Iowa today. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Bruce. It's good to be with you.
Where did the name come from, first of all? Because of course I saw it in my email and I'm thinking, is this an ab workout? Is this yet another ab workout?
Well, it started out as an ab workout and then it just went horribly wrong for me.
So I
pivoted to money. No, candidly, a good friend of mine had coined the term, I want to shred my mortgage. And I was like, oh, I love the idea of shredding my mortgage, because candidly, I remember as a kid, my grandparents had a mortgage burning party.
Yeah.
And this was a thing years ago that people would do. They would burn their mortgage because they didn't have it any longer. And I thought today they would shred it. They wouldn't burn it necessarily. They'd probably shred it.
Right. They'd have it. They probably have a shredder in their home office. There's actually a book in Canada by Sean Cooper called Burn Your Mortgage. And he actually did pull out the piece of paper and light it on fire. But shredding, I think, is very 2025. How does this actually work?
So the way that this works is we are accelerating the amortization table, and we're doing it in a way, now that some people's eyes glaze over when I even use that word.
Yeah. Explain the word.
What I mean by it is, for most people in their mortgage, they'll have 30 years of payments. So they'll do 360 payments, individual payments to their mortgage company in order to pay off that loan itself. And what you must understand about how those loans are set up is the majority of the interest is charged upfront. It's just the way an amortized loan works, is the majority of the interest is upfront. Mm. And the way we like to describe it, Bruce, is if you were to take a traffic light and set it on its side over your mortgage, the first 10 years are red light. The majority of the money that you're sending in is going to interest, not to principal. Mm. The second 10 years are yellow light. That means maybe we'll get to half and half, but it's not till the very end of that 10-year period. And then the last 10 years is green light, the majority of your payments going to principal. Yet what most consumers don't realize is that they're in that red light time period while they're in their home, and they might only be there for 5 to 7 years before they move on to the next one. And what that leaves them with is very little equity in their home, but sending a lot of money and interest to their lender over that amount of time.
So how do you work around that?
The way we work around that is by using the way we describe it is by using the bank's money against the bank. And what I mean by that is there is something set up called a SHRED account. And the SHRED account is essentially a holding account where your income is being dropped into. And so all of your income goes in, and our piece of software will calculate how much of that income is going towards expenses, how much is going to pay off debt. And if there is extra amounts, and if we can borrow a little bit extra beyond that in the SHRED account, it's going to be sent to these amortized loans like your mortgage, student loans, car loans, et cetera.
Is this effectively a lump sum? Like it'd be like if you got a bonus at work and you said, oh, great, I've got an extra couple grand, I'm going to throw it onto the mortgage.
It is to an extent, and I'll add an extra on that. And that is that if you were to get, let's say, $10,000 as a lump sum bonus from work, and you plug that into the SHRED method, the system would do the calculation of upcoming bills and expenses and income. And it might say, hey, you got 10 grand coming in, go ahead and send $13,782 to your mortgage. And so we're leveraging quite often 115 to 130% of whatever's coming in, but it's going against that long-term debt. And the difference on the end is that you might pay dozens of dollars in interest on the back end of that extra borrowed amount, but you're paying off, by paying off the mortgage, you're getting rid of tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in long-term mortgage interest at the same time.
And where's, what's the access to that additional $3,000? Where's that come from?
It's really central to that SHRED account, which by and large, what it ends up being is a line of credit. Could be a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, a BLOC for business owners, a business line of credit, or a PLOC, a personal line of credit.
And how does the math work? Because here in Canada, the best interest rate you can get is going to be a mortgage on your principal residence. A distant second would be a HELOC, so guaranteed against the equity in your home, but that might be prime plus one, prime plus more than that. Yep. So how does the math work here? I've got a great interest rate relatively on my home. I'm paying more to borrow on the HELOC.
Yes. And we get this question quite a bit. And the reality of the algorithm that powers this thing is that it's constantly determining how much it should leverage at any given point in time to make sure that it is always a benefit to make these lump sum payments in terms of how much interest you'll save versus how much it will cost you to borrow. So in real world terms, if you have a 4% mortgage and you're getting a 9% HELOC right now, it still works. But what will happen is it will begin to shift how much is leveraged at any given point in time, Bruce. So instead of, you know, when rates on HELOCs were at 4 or 5% as well, the system might say, hey, let's go long on the HELOC based on how much income you have coming in. So you might send 15 or 20 or 25,000 in. And now because rates are going higher on the line of credit, we're starting to see the system cap off how much actually you're going to be sending on that line of credit to much smaller amounts, but they might be smaller amounts in like 2 week intervals.
So here in Canada, one of the big questions for homeowners is what features do they layer onto their mortgage? And the more complicated, the more features you have, typically, the more interest you are going to pay. So a lot of people here have a lump sum privilege. It's typically capped. I mean, you can have it be more, but say it's 10% or 20% or something. Yep. How do you ensure that you set up that mortgage with the features that you need in order to pull this method off?
So the goal obviously would be the prepayment penalty. We want to be as low as possible or high a percentage as possible. So if we can get a 20%, early payment limit, that would be preferable. In Canada, I know the majority of mortgages we are dealing with in Canada are at a 10% prepayment. And quite a few of our shredders will hit that 10% mark relatively early. And so that's where we start to recommend what other accounts or where else do you want to send some of these lump sums that would make sense, whether that's blasting away other debt. It could be a rental property, commercial property. We're trying to figure out a different way to apply the lump sum where it would make sense for them.
And you make your money based on, what is it, a subscription to the SHRED method and that algorithm?
That's correct. Yep. Yep.
And you have clients, you have clients in Canada currently?
We do. Yep.
What are some things that you've learned from them? Because this is a very new concept that might be different for Canadians versus Americans. Because having lived in the US, there's a whole different context for mortgages here versus there.
Indeed. I would say one of the biggest adjustments that we had to make, and we really take this into account when first chatting with a user, is talk to us about the parameters of your mortgage. We've dealt with a couple folks in Canada that, as you know, the interest rate will change, but the amortization schedule does not. And so the payment does not. The amortization table almost has to be kicked out farther. So if someone's at a 5% rate and all of a sudden the rate jumps to 6 or 6.5 or 7, but the payment remains the same, what the lender is doing is kicking out how long that person's going to be paying on their mortgage. And so we have to make sure that the math works prior to them even really signing up for SHRED. We want to make sure this is advantageous for you to do. And our goal, to put it in the arena, is we want to make sure people are creating more and more equity in their home and have the ability to refinance when and if the rates come down. We're hoping that they do. but that they're not out over their skis on a line of credit. So we're going to encourage folks that, you know, even if you had a $10,000 line of credit, we might only ever use $4,000 to $6,000 at a time, but you're going to see that principal pay down on the mortgage, assuming that it makes sense on the interest rate.
I consider myself to be a pretty smart dude, and I think I have understood about 20% of the method, and it's not because you didn't explain it well. Yeah. It's because it is so antithetical to how we normally think and behave. So much more. I see on your website, there's lots more. I appreciate you having this intro conversation with us today.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you, Bruce. And if people are interested, we've got a masterclass at theshredmethod.com that will teach you a little bit more about the process. And we're always happy to do a 20-minute call with anybody that's interested.
That's great. Adam, thank you for joining us today.
Pleasure. Thanks, Bruce.
Adam Carroll is the founder of something called the Shred Method. The objective is to pay off your mortgage faster. Kind of a, it's one of those things that make you go, hmm.